This is Chad for our Wednesday devotion. I hope this message is finding you all doing well. Let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this time and opportunity to sit down with you, and we just ask that you please enter in with us and sit with us. Help us to hear the words that you have for us. Help us to be able to apply them to our daily lives, and just help us to be able to stay healthy or heal up, whatever the case may be with the coronavirus. And we just ask that you protect those, and as we start to open back up, Lord, we love you and we thank you, and we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Today's devotion is going to come from the 1 Year Uncommon Life Daily Challenge with Tony Dungy and Nathan Whitaker again. And this one is talking about what he's called protective padding. They read from Ephesians 6:11 through 13. It says, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. Therefore, put on a piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm." I'm sure you've seen photos of early football players wearing those distinctive leather helmets. We've certainly come a long way since then with football gear, that's for sure. Today, coaches wouldn't send their players out on the field without protective pads or helmets. Some players are wearing less padding these days, but there are some pieces of equipment no one would go without. The helmet falls into that must-have category, especially with all the recent concussions incidents that have occurred. The big pieces of equipment seem obvious, but the small ones can make a big difference too. I've learned that mouthpieces can play a huge role in eliminating or mitigating concussions. I believe in the importance of protective gear. But more important than protective sports equipment is the spiritual armor that Paul describes in detail in Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Armor to prepare us for the spiritual battle we're engaged in each and every day. I have a friend who says he began to believe that spiritual warfare was real after he read Frank Peretti's book, This Present Darkness and Piercing the Darkness. These novels, written decades ago, recount human heroes and villains caught up in the spiritual battle between the angels of heaven and the demons of hell. It's sobering to think that what is depicted is actually going on in our world, the heavens and within us. We are engaged in a monumental battle for our souls between the forces of good, with God in command, and the forces of evil under Satan's power. No wonder we need the full body armor of God, the belt of truth, and the body of armor of God's righteousness, verse 14, shoes of peace, verse 15, the shield of faith, verse 16, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, verse 17. Once outfitted, Paul says to pray constantly, staying alert and persistent. The good news is that in the very end, God wins, but we have to work to do for him in the meantime. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for this opportunity to sit down with you. We ask that you watch over us and protect us, guide our each and every thought in everything that we say and do. Lord, we just ask that as we are coming to a time when our state is reopening, that you give us precaution and help us to use it to our advantage as we continue to make decisions as we go forward with where to go and if we're going to, you know, if it's masks or whatever the government says that we need to do. Lord, I just ask that you keep us all safe through this time. We love you so much. We ask that you bring us back according to your will. We love you and thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.